Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Celtics on the brink.
Warriors, too, for that matter. This is, you know, last year's finals ain't going to look like this year's finals, or vice versa. Is Joe Mazzulla in over his head? Morning, Key and Jay.
What's happening?
What's popping?
What's going on?
What's cracking?
Cracking
elimination games tonight.
Why does popping and cracking go behind each other all
the time? Yeah, they're all the time.
Mm-hmm. It has something to do with Snap, Crackle, Pop, I believe. It's probably a marketing ploy that got into everybody's head.
Cracking
sounds like, right? You know, for years, all we heard was Snap, Crackle, Pop.
No, but you go, what's popping? What's cracking?
But it's not
if
snap.
If you say what's cracking,
snap.
What's popping?
Snap. I know.
So what does snap have to do with
Well, because cracking? Because crackle and pop went next to each other. So what's popping, what's cracking, you know? Hmm. Sounds like it.
Facts.
That's my theory. You have a theory? Let me hear your
Facts.
Theory.
Facts. I don't have a theory. I'm not as
Well, why don't you come up with a take? You? Come up with a take.
Why do I need to come
have
up
a hot
with
take?
Take for everything.
No, we don't want Jay come up with any hot takes.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I don't know. He was coming in hot on Joe Mazzulla and DeAndre Ayton today.
Felt some kind of way about
it. He was explaining that one guy,
Jay Splaining,
was not living up to his expectations as a player, and another guy who's a coach could potentially be on the job training, so to speak. That's the way we want to phrase that, Jay.
Well, I mean, look, this is. You see it up here on a ESPNU, where our scouting report before DeAndre Ayton got drafted, you start reading through some of their stuff, and it talks about, you know, some of his weaknesses. And a lot of positives here as well, but some of the weaknesses were below average shot blocking ability, which for a guy who's 7'1", 240 pounds, who's a physical freak, he's only averaged one block shot per game his entire career. Mm-hmm. Right? And then defensive awareness, there are words like lazy and passive. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're watching this series, you know, Key, you and I were built differently, but we're also built the same. Like, if somebody were to take a swing at you, I can tell anybody without even thinking twice about it, you're going to swing back. That's going to be
well,
a challenge.
Well, who's swinging, first of all?
Is Elon Musk
swinging? Is Jeff Bezos swinging? Because if they're swinging, Max, if they're swinging,
I win.
I'm going to walk in on a walker with a neck brace with my lawyer side by
he
side.
He doesn't look like much, Your Honor, but I'm telling you, he really packs a wallop.
Every time I see a Tesla, I can't move.
You're going to hit him with the Matashibia?
Every time I see a Amazon truck, I know nothing.
No, but you're right, Jay. Go ahead.
Like, you will respond. Like, I'm watching Jokic, who does a lot of little, you know, he hits you with elbows here and there. He throws his body into because he's unorthodox. And he's averaging 35, you know, 15 on 51% shooting from the field and 47% shooting from the three-point line. And I'm just watching him give the business to Ayton. And I don't see any type of emotion on DeAndre Ayton's face. Like, if somebody's busting my head open constantly, yo, I'm going to foul out. Like, I'm going to take a swing. I'm going to try to do something to reverse the energy field that's occurring right here. Because it looks like my man Ayton has no soul when he's playing this game. And players are passionate. And that lack of passion, you see it from KD. You see it from D-Book. And when they challenge Ayton, he doesn't even respond back to them.
There's a difference. There's a difference between talent and skill. And those words are used interchangeably too often. Talent, I define as like your capacity to do something. And skill is how you refine that talent to actually get it done. You know, if you look at the Joker, talent not off the charts, skill off the charts. Ayton's got more talent, but less skill. Usually very skillful players will have that passion because the repetitions it took for them to develop that, right? It took a level of dedication to get to where Kobe was. On offense, you look at Devin Booker, someone like that. DeAndre Ayton's game doesn't look anything like that. But Jokic, without nearly the talent, looks like one of those guys.
You know, everybody has a scouting report out on them, Jay, as you know.
Yep.
Right? And everybody has a strength and a weakness in those scouting reports. And the thing that's showing up now that's glaring for DeAndre Ayton are the weaknesses that's in the scouting report. And typically, at this stage of his career, if those weaknesses are still showing up, the non-block shots, the laziness running the floor, things of that nature, that's who the player's going to be. That's not going to change. That's who he's going to be. Now, when you look at the Joker, for instance, and you read his scouting report, Max, and you looked at his, average backup, he's going to blah, blah, blah. But where he's at in his career, it changed. It's not the same. If that scouting report reflected the way he was playing today, then you say to yourself, well, that's just who he is. I think DeAndre Ayton, this is just who he is. He's not gonna all of a sudden get this passion that you're talking about, Jay. This toughness, this aggressive behavior that you're looking for at the center position. It's not gonna develop that way.
Well, the thing
when
is,
you come in yeah. with a certain thing about you in a scouting report and you don't change that early in your career, that's just who you are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not getting the touches nowhere close because those touches are going to Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, which, frankly, they should go to. But you're still waiting for him to feature himself. And one of the most alarming things, Key, because –
But is he making the most out of the touches he's getting?
Though? Yeah.
Is he cleaning the glass at
no,
least?
He's
stuff
not.
Like that. Right. Although, to be fair with Devin Booker, there's not a lot of glass to clean a lot
but
of the time.
I mean, but you, yeah. just, you can get you get defensive rebounds.
Yeah,
you need
for
to get
sure.
offensive
100%,
100%. Rebounds. You get defensive rebounds.
Get those possessions.
And by the way,
team.
That's. Yeah. You know, Key, the one thing you can't control is whether the ball goes in or not or yeah. your touches every night. The one thing yeah. you can control, though, is your energy level
yeah.
and your effort, right? And he doesn't utilize that. There were plays, and I keep saying this throughout the entire day, where Jokic beat him down the court multiple times. And Jokic is the most methodical mover in the NBA. That's a nice way of saying he's slow. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, look, this one possession here in ESPNU, like, the ball's been passed three times, and he's still not even in the frame, the TV frame.
But Jokic is where he needs to be. It took him a while to get there, but he got there when he could.
Look, he beats him down the court
again. If it took him a while to get there, Max, think about how long
yeah.
it took DeAndre Ayton to get close.
Who's not even in the frame sometimes when Jokic is in position to score.
So my thing, if a dude is giving you, you know, you hear Kevin Durant say, he's the most unorthodox bucket we have in the game of basketball. And he don't like it, but he just gets it done. That is your name being called out. That's saying, Ayton, in order for us to win this series, I need you to minimize Jokic. I'm not saying you're going to stop him. But with your size, your length, your footwork, your energy level, just try to get him to be 12 of 26. Or try to get him to shoot below 50%. Keep him off the offensive glass. Have active hands. Try to block a pass here or there. Get him to have five
Disrupt
or six
Disrupt him a little bit.
Do yeah. something to make the game uncomfortable for him.
What do we say
but
even –
Ayton can't do that.
Even last year, like if a guy like Ayton can go up against a guy like Jokic and get you back 18 or 20 points and limit Jokic in some way, is he going to beat Jokic? No, but that's a win for you.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
That's not my point.
Not doing it. And KD is unable to impose himself or unwilling
so far in this
series.
I mean, you can hit me with
all this,
you know, bench players play better at home. And Landry Shamet last game had 19 points. And, you know, it's easier for him to play. And last night, Michael Porter played well. And Bruce Brown gave him 23 points. Some of those points came in garbage time. All that stuff is fine. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you need one of your best players to have a great game for any team to win a playoff series.
Who are you?
Yeah, Jay.
Go ahead, Key.
I was going to
say, Key, have you ever heard the 2-1-1 theory?
No, you're going to tell me.
Like, so in order for, like, you hear people talk about this, but it goes, like, the two best players, right? Like, you need one of your best players to have two great games to win a playoff series. You need your second best player to win you one game. And you need your role players to win you one game, the 2-1-1 theory. So, like, are we categorizing Ayton as a role player? Pretty much.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So right, but right now he's probably yeah, he's a role player. You need your role player to give you one game.
So this is
your first pick in the draft is a role player. You need to give you one game.
So can Joe Mazzulla get the Celtics one game? Can he be a role player on the road to get his team one win?
I mean, that whole thing is just I don't know how Boston can go into game five at home and get blitzed the way they did from the beginning. I don't understand that.
Well, Embiid, we were waiting for Embiid. I know he had 30-something before, but we were waiting for Embiid to look like himself, and the danger was it was a 2-2 series, and Embiid really hadn't had a real Embiid game yet. What would happen when he did, we just found out.
Yeah, this takes nothing away from the 76ers because I think they're built to win a championship, and Doc Rivers deserves a ton of credit, especially for what's happened over the past 5 years with this organization. There goes the butt. A lot of times it says teams take on the personality of their coaches. So last year we saw a team who was – they were all competitive, right? It was who's the best defensive player? You find yourself asking that question. Was it Marcus Smart, the 2022 Defensive Player of the Year? Was it Jaylen Brown, who's one of the best two-way guards in the league? Or was it Jason Tatum, who strapped up Kevin Durant? What's the identity of this year's team that you're asking yourself? Like, who are they? I don't know who they are. I don't. And if that comes, and I'm making excuses for a veteran team because they should know who they are, but it does start from up top. So that has to be, there's something really big to be said about that.
It feels like there are two teams who are fraying. The culture or the chemistry is fraying in these playoffs. The Golden State Warriors, and we can trace that back to the Superman sucker punch Draymond to Poole early on, and we could check it through all the problems on the road and all this stuff, and Steph and then Poole taking the three, and he didn't hit it after Steph dropped 50, and Steph talking to Poole and dapping up Dre. We could look at that whole thing. And the other is the Celtics, and you pointed this out the other day, Jay. Marcus Smart comes out and says what after the loss the other day?
Well, in game two, he said that the offense is very random.
That seems to be aimed at the coach. It sounds like a team like Golden State. It just feels like it's fraying, like they're not all on the same page. They're not cohesive right now.
The thing is, too, Max, our offense isn't random. Like, our offense is exact. It's strategic. We know what works. You know what? We've been to the NBA Finals.
Right?
Right.
Well, what they need is a game plan. And what we need from you, Jay, is a game plan.
Stacey?
Jay's game plan is coming up. I'm sure Stacey will have something to say about it. KJM.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
That's that building they never finished. Look at that. Still there. There's a whole issue about that building. You know about that?
No.
It was tilted or slanted. Something was going on, and they had to stop construction. And
can you tell people on the radio what building you're
talking about? We're looking at images on ESPNU down here at Seaport in New York City. And there's a very tall, I believe it's a residential building, that they had to stop construction on going back at least, it's got to be 6-7 years or 5. It's been here the whole time that we've been here.
There's really? A little tilt yeah. to it.
And so the building just remains, remains unfinished.
That's not good.
Max being the building inspector and all, you know.
Yeah, I'm building inspector, exactly.
Like, you got to be... If that's your building and you're developing that, and all of a sudden
so salty.
It's like this, you got to be like, what the heck? You know, engineer,
what happens?
Come on, you're the ones? Like, does that ever happen? You're the ones that happens too? That's a tall building too. All right. Jay, look at this thing. Leaning Tower of something. All right.
Leaning Tower of South Street Seaport.
You know, this also used to be a Fulton Fish Market down here. Always used to reek of fish every time you came down here, Jay. sports, right?
Yeah, when I used to go down there in the 80s, all right, Max, we get it. Let's go. Move on.
Yeah, there you go. That was the point of that story. You know it, Key. All right. Jay, I understand you have a game plan, both for the Heat at the Knicks and the Lakers at
Warriors. Well, we don't need a game plan for the Lakers. We don't need it.
All right. That's fine, then. Let's not do the segment, Key.
No, we want the Heat game plan. We don't want you doing the Lakers because that's a jinxer.
Why is it a jinx?
Because you're a Laker hater.
So oh, give no, the Warriors that's just how you're game plan. Me.
That's no, how you're it's not me. It's all the text messages I've gotten over the last several days about you and Stephen A.
Oh, about me and Stephen A.
Hating on the Lakers?
Well, because the matchup, you know, we favor Golden State. So if you favor another team, that means you're a hater.
Hater.
Yeah, that,
you know how it goes.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah, all right.
Key, how many times away, have we Jay. Told you stay off the cell phone? Stay off the text messages, social media. Social media. Don't worry about that. All right, Jay, what's the game plan?
Game plan number one. Look, I'm going to allow Stacey to come in here and help me, but before she gets started, we can spend a lot of our time tonight if we're Tom Thibodeau and the X's and O's. Yo, but this is a straight-up gut check. Like, this is a soul check for the New York Knicks. This man, Jimmy Butler, who, by the way, rolled his ankle as well, is coming into Madison Square Garden to close you out. Like, that's what he wants to do. By the way, didn't Jimmy Butler put a post on his IG page as soon as they beat the Milwaukee Bucks talking about the Knicks? He didn't say the Knicks, but he said in five. What game is this coming up, Max?
Oof.
Don't let this happen, New York. Don't let this man, before the series even started, to say in five. Stephen A. Smith, you know what I'm talking about. You know what Jimmy said to you. Don't let this happen. Gut check, soul check for the New York Knicks. Now, Stacey, you come on
Hold
the show.
Hold on, wait, Jay. You got to feel good about Julius Randle saying maybe they just want it more than us. At least that'll counteract Jimmy Butler.
That's what I said. Soul check. Soul check for this franchise. Soul check for Julius Randle and whether he'll be on this franchise, because I know they're married to him because of the deal moving forward. I think this tonight's game says a lot about the character of who the New York Knicks are moving forward, because Jimmy Butler is trying to snatch their soul. Stacey, what's the game plan for the Heat tonight to win?
Okay, first of all, after I get my my game plan, I got more to say about the show. Okay, listen. I know y'all played Mortal Kombat growing up. Right now, when you're at the end of that game and on Mortal Kombat and you beat that person up, what is two words that they say on that game? This is what I'm saying to Jimmy Butler. Finish them. Finish them. Because tonight, Jimmy is going to be Jimmy. Because he is going to do what he do. Bam is going to dominate. If you look at it, when Bam and Jimmy play good on both ends of the floor, there's no stopping the Miami Heat. Nobody has to give us credit in the next round or the following round, because we'll be in the Eastern Conference final. Because we don't care who we get after we beat New York. Jimmy is going to be Jimmy. Bam is going to be dominant. And then you're going to have the role players. Lowry is going to go in there. Nobody, like other teams might have more talent, might have more skill, but nobody has more heart and more effort than the Miami Heat. And they're going to prove it tonight. They're going to finish them. Finish them in five, and we're going to take every, including Stephen A. and Spike Lee, we're going to take their little heart in their own hometown.
All right.
Tonight.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
Nuno, you haven't been doing well with your game plan. It hasn't really been working out for your Knicks. What's the game plan for tonight?
So, Jay, I don't know if you know, the NFL schedule is being trickled out right now. So, Giants, I'm looking forward to Giants-Eagles Christmas Day.
Good.
4:30. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's where we are, Knicks fans.
We're looking at the Giants schedule
coming out
today.
That's
going to be a loss, too. So.
Nuno, I got news. That may not go much better for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're saying you guys regret having the like weird parades down 7th Avenue?
Right. No,
for
Jay,
one?
I wish you came to
Jay.
I do have a serious basketball question. At what point tonight during tonight's Lakers-Warriors game do the Lakers throw in the towel? Like, is it down 20 in the third? Like, where do they sit AD and LeBron for the rest of the game? when they're getting blown out today?
You can't. You don't throw in the towel. You play all the way through. And by the way, even if they're getting smacked, I want to see Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson play all the way through. Like, that's what I said. I think tonight's more about a legacy game for the Knicks, about their culture. Like, that is that question right now. Like, this whole culture that Tibbs has built, and they've been trending in the right direction, but this is a test of will.
What legacy do the Knicks have?
No quickly tonight. I would love to see Evan Fournier get some minutes, but it's all hands on deck.
Where's Spike Lee at when you need him, though? Spike was talking all that junk to me about 2 weeks ago. I haven't seen him. Where you at, Spike?
I mean, the Knicks, my whole life, haven't won a single championship. And this is all they're reduced to every 10 years or so. They go on a little mini run and claim a moral victory and talk about the future is bright. And it is right now. The future is brighter for the Knicks than it's been in probably 20-something years.
Well, we said that 2 years ago, too, right?
But this time it does feel like they're going to come to a couple of forks in the road coming up in the next couple of years. And if they get it right each time, they might be on the brink of actually getting something done big. And then the question is, will Dolan put his foot in his mouth or otherwise chase off the big talent at the 11th hour?
I feel like I heard that before.
Agreed, Key. Agreed.
Let's go from Jim Dolan to Jim Buss. Key?
You mean Genie Buss?
No, I was talking about Big Buss.
Who? Dr. Buss?
Dr. Buss.
Okay, oh, Dr. Buss.
Dr. Buss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's Genie now. Dr. Buss passed away many years.
Obviously,
ago,
I know that. Point. I was talking about one of the founding
fathers.
Jay,
are you aware that the great Dr. Buss
I am well aware. Key, go ahead. Since I'm a jinx, give me your scouting report for your Lakers. I'm a jinx. I can't talk about your team because I'm a hater.
No, you can talk about
the team. No. You got it. You got it. This is your team. Give me the keys for tonight.
Well, one, we need our role players to play big on the road, right? Something that role players that they just don't do in the NBA very well. I think LeBron needs to get off to a fast start with AD. Can't pick his way because we want to end this thing early. We got to clean the boards. Don't get caught up in the pick and roll on the defensive side of the ball. Even though Steph Curry is going to try to shoot the lights out along with Klay, don't fall for the okey-doke. Get Draymond Green in foul trouble. Frustrate him to the point of no return till he has to sit his ass down in the fourth quarter for a while. And I think that's pretty much the game plan. And if it comes to the end of the game shots, you slide AD out on Steph Curry, and you make Steph Curry earn every bit at the end of the game. That's my game plan.
Kika, I think the most interesting inflection point of this game will be the third quarter. If the game is close, the decision that Darvin Ham, LeBron James, and AD will make to be all in for that game, to go for the kill. Because if they go all in and they happen to lose that game, like that – that's now three consecutive games where you're playing 40-plus minutes for LeBron and AD, and that could work out in the favor of Golden State. Or if they're not in the game,
see,
to say,
where I'm going.
Let's not play as much. Let's conserve it. Let's wait to go back home, re-energize, close it out in six.
Guys.
That's the inflection point. That's the thing to watch.
This is a real thing. The Lakers really might be better off in the long run if they get blown out in this game. Now, obviously, you want to win the game, right? But if they get blown out and you can rest AD and LeBron starting in the third quarter at some point, you're probably going to close it out in six, right?
Of course they're going to rest them if they get blown out.
Right, that's
why
what I'm saying, Key. The worst
they have them on the
thing
floor?
Is, if it's a game, Max, what do you
you
got to
play them. Best case scenario is you win the game, obviously.
If you're down 9 or 10.
That's going to be the question.
Like right in that sweet spot where you can.
Yeah, when? What time? That's how I said, left in the game.
Say middle of the third quarter.
Yeah, you got to play them. 9 or 10 points, you got to play them.
Middle of the third?
Yeah, got to play
him in the middle of the third.
Got to play him.
Okay. Middle of the fourth is different. Middle of the third, I think.
Middle of the
fourth,
Jay. 9 or 10, I'm playing him.
So you conserve the minutes through leading through the game? Because my thing is, it all depends upon what you're trying to do. So you're staggering those minutes? LeBron?
They can erase 9 points in a heart
quickly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But also how they play in the first half determines where you're at in that game.
Yeah. That's the worst position for them to be in. They're down 9 points. It's early in the fourth quarter, 10 points. It's middle of the fourth. The best thing, they'd be better off down 30 in the third quarter than that, right?
Yeah, y'all don't worry about what they'd be best in.
That's why I asked you for the game plan.
Listen, I'm the mayor of Lakersville. I don't know about you, Key. Do the Warriors' issues all come down to one player? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
KJM, we're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Love you.
Man, the Warriors. Oh, the Golden State Warriors, defending champions. We wondered when the footage leaked of Draymond punching like Jordan Poole in his face before the season, if that would have an effect on this title defense.
You know, Max never listens to the songs when we come in for break.
I do, but if we get bogged down on the song, we have very little time to do what we need to do.
What do we need to do?
4 hours.
Talk about the
not anymore.
Talk about the Warriors and the Lakers again for the 18,000th time.
Yes, but someone who just got in their car on the West Coast, as you know, key right now 6:35, as you would say, a.m. in the morning.
Yes, they are listening.
A.M. in the morning.
Yep.
A.M. in the morning. Evening.
And the point is, they haven't heard it, and they want to hear it.
They're going to hear it again.
They need to hear it again.
And
now,
they also can go to the podcast if they want to find it.
That's true, Key. Yes. If you're listening to the
podcast.
Because it is
available wherever you are on our podcast.
That's right. If you're listening to the podcast, it'll seem redundant. That's true. But then again, you don't have to listen to the whole podcast. Hey, do we get credit as soon as they start streaming the podcast, or do they have to stream the whole thing?
No, I think it's once they click.
All right, this is what I want everyone to do. Whether I don't care if you listen to it or not. Just download it and click it so
well,
we get the credit.
I don't care if you listen to it or not.
What do you mean you don't care?
I just want the credit.
No. Time spent listening.
On the podcast? You just said it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Jeez. Jay said it's you get credit as soon as they click it.
Let's push
everything, Max, so that you know, everything matters.
Everything
matters. YouTube, podcast.
All right.
ESPNU.
Good.
ESPN2.
Okay.
The radio.
Social.
Or whatever networks you're,
what about
whatever
the app?
Affiliates.
What about the app?
The apps.
The app.
All matter.
It all matters.
All matters. Right. All stream, everything matters.
Right.
It
including
matters.
The podcast, which you can download.
Okay. So don't ever say it doesn't matter.
All right. Including the podcast, which you can download. Have I mentioned that, Jay?
No. I
don't
think so.
Draymond Green. Jay, something occurred to me. I want you to listen to this sound very carefully from Draymond Green.
This guy here is like a bird, man.
On the Volume Sports. Listen to how he says, Jay. I don't know if this may have escaped your attention, but I caught this right away. Listen to who Draymond mentions here and who he doesn't mention, Jay. Importantly, who he doesn't mention. Listen to this.
Klay will play better. I have no doubt in my mind I'll play better. Steph had an incredible game. Expect more of the same or even more from him. And everybody else will play great. Moses Moody's been giving us great minutes. Dante gave us some good minutes last night. GP gave great minutes. Loon, when Loon's in there, he's giving great minutes. Wiggs was aggressive. Listen, I'm living with it. And we just didn't make the plays we needed to make down the stretch to win the game. We'll make those plays. I have no doubt in my mind.
Now, Jay, it may seem to you like he ran down the whole list of everyone on the team, but damn it, Jay, get your head in the game.
He
left out.
People.
There's a glaring omission there.
He left off Steve Kerr.
No, it's not
yeah,
what I'm talking about,
I'm
Jay.
Saying.
Come on.
Man, he left off so many people. You guys are.
Wait till they leak the footage of Draymond hitting Steve Kerr. That'd be bad.
He left off everybody that wasn't in the rotation.
Hmm.
That's, well, he was just talking fast, I think, Jay.
Okay. Can we play the sound one more time?
Let's play it again.
Let's play it again. Because let's see. I'm going to compare as I'm pulling up the Golden State Warriors and their stats and their minutes logged. And let's see minutes logged and games played, who he's left off. Let's listen to the sound again.
Let's see.
Klay will play better. I have no doubt in my mind. I'll play better. Steph had an incredible game. Expect more of the same or even more from him. And everybody else will play great. Moses Moody's been giving us great minutes. Dante gave us some good minutes last night. GP gave great minutes. Loon, when Loon's in there, he's giving great minutes. Wiggs was aggressive. Listen, I'm living with it. And we just didn't make the plays we needed to make down the stretch to win the game. We'll make those plays. I have no doubt in my mind.
Okay. So, he left off Jonathan Kuminga. Understandably so, right? I mean, doesn't play a lot. Jermichael Green, he's played some critical minutes. Left that off. Fine. Anthony Lamb, Patrick Baldwin Jr., and Jordan Poole. And Jordan Poole, who probably in the regular season, Jordan Poole played 82 games.
Max.
Yeah, stir it up.
Third leading score. Like, if I'm talking about, you know, look, KJM, we're a great show. Nuno's done a hell of a job. Yates, you know, Key and I grind. You know, Pacasella does a hell of a job with his job, too. You know, James.
No, but he didn't leave off Steph Curry, Jay. He left off Jordan Poole.
No, I'm getting to my point, Max. This is my point.
Well, Max is saying
I'm leaving
Steph
Max
Curry.
Off the list.
But Max is saying he's Steph Curry.
No, but I'm telling Max that he's Jordan Poole to me.
No, but he didn't
says
leave
he's
Steph,
Steph Curry.
Yeah, but it's my exercise. It's not Max's exercise.
Yeah, I understand that, but he thinks he's Steph Curry.
That's the problem. That's why this isn't going to work.
Except I'll hit the clutch shot. Good.
That's why this group isn't going to work.
Does that make me Dante DiVincenzo?
I like DiVincenzo, actually.
I don't think you got
it. I don't think it does, Pat. I like DiVincenzo.
Touche.
But that's a little bit of it, though. Like, look, and I know probably Draymond was speaking off the top of your head, but like, you automatically think about.
No, he probably glossed over him. In all honesty, though, Jay, he probably not glossed over him on purpose, though. Not non-purposeful. He did it on purpose because he is not probably fooling with him at
That's
that
what
level.
Saying,
you know how
Keaton.
You know how it is in the locker room. The conversations, like, man, I'm just, you know, there's some other words that come out, bloom, 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 blam. Because you don't leave off an individual who's a topic of conversation over the last couple of weeks since the missed shot.
Facts.
He's in the news about missing shots and not playing well. And so that's in your foresight. You see it. It's in front of you.
And, Key, you know how this joint is, too, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
If anything, I'm saying your name because I got to build you up. I want you to know that we rock with you. Like,
yeah, you better play better. I know that much. That's the first thing you say. I need Jordan Poole to play better.
Yep. Facts. Like, I'm not leaving you off. I'm saying, you know, Jordan Poole, he didn't make shots, but you know, we're going to be fine. He going to bust their head. Like, I'm giving you something if I rock with you to set a statement about how I see you.
Well, clearly he don't rock with him because he fired on him in training.
He punched him in his face. He sucker punched him in his face like before the season. And then someone leaked the video after Poole just got eight-figure contract and Draymond didn't get paid. I mean, like, this is – sometimes stuff plays out in a very obvious way, right? Poole gets the bag. Dre doesn't, even though Dre's won all those championships and has really boiled it down to him and Steph redefined basketball. Poole comes up, gets the money, sucker punches him, video's leaked. They can't win on the road because the role players aren't playing on the road. Jordan Poole takes the shot after Steph goes for 50 in an important playoff game, misses.
But don't you feel the pendulum swinging? Like, when that sucker punch happened, it was like, Draymond Green.
Yep.
Sucker punch.
You know, like, you know, Draymond Green, he's the issue and a lot of challenges in the podcast and all stuff. And now it's like all the stuff that has occurred throughout the course of the season. You're looking at Draymond Green, but like, well, Draymond Green's kind of like, he's not playing great, but he's part of this culture with Steph.
And now Steph goes over to Jordan Poole, as you brought up earlier in the show, Jay, talks to him, and then walks over to Dre and daps him up.
See, that makes me wonder, though, why did he really get punched?
Yep.
Like, why? What's really going on that made Draymond do what he did? Because I still haven't heard why he did it.
Nobody talks about why.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
You know, Draymond does have a podcast. He could give everyone the exclusive.
He didn't talk about it, though.
I'm saying he could give everyone the exclusive on it when he chooses, one would think.
When they make a decision.
Not until they trade Jordan Poole, I suppose. But could you trade him with that contract?
Or Dre may not opt in.
Yeah, he only had – and look, he only had a – he missed a shot and he hasn't played all that great. It's not – you know, I don't think that they're like, oh, we're getting rid of this dude.
I don't think they could if they tried, actually, Keith. That's my point right now. His stock is low. But you're right. All it takes, Jordan Poole hits a couple clutch shots, and they go on to win. And, it's, you know, it's all part of, like,
everybody's,
you know.
Everybody's hugging and kissing. And
all of a sudden, they're the Bronx Zoo. They're one of these teams that thrives off the controversy.
Winning cures all.
What did you say? So, hold on. We've already gone late. But, Jay, who's Draymond, and who are you punching in the, like, who's getting punched in the face in your scenario about the show staff before? Like, when you're going through the list. So, like, who's Draymond? Who's getting punched in the face?
Well, that's a great tease. I'll tell you coming back from break.
Perfect. Keyshawn, that's a great tease. Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Before we pay off the tease, guys, here on KJM.
Tell them us.
2023 NFL International Series, guys. Listen to this. Wembley Stadium in London, Falcons, Jags.
Eh.
Jags, Bills in London.
That could be a good one.
Ravens, Titans, also London.
Ooh. Solid. That could be solid, depending on how the Titans bounce back.
How about this? Dolphins, Chiefs in Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
Yeah, that's a barn burner.
Yeah, man. That's going to be a big offensive game, one would think.
Can we go to that one? Can we do our show from Frankfurt?
And then just to show them what other kinds of games look like, also in Frankfurt, Colts versus Patriots.
Well, what's wrong with you?
Well, you don't want to get their expectations too high, and they're going to think
Colts,
every game's like
that. Colts-Patriots could be a good one. Bounce back year for Mac Jones. You know, the Colts got their young stud quarterback at Anthony Richardson. They could be. It could turn out to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to be a bounce back year for Mac Jones?
Well, that's the way everybody's phrasing it.
Yeah, but I'm asking you if you're forecasting.
I bounce back. What does that mean for him? Yeah. Right? I mean, he is what he is. I've never looked at him and said, wow, Mac Jones.
Not the bounciest quarterback.
No. But he's very athletic in the pocket, you know?
Yes. He's athletic within the pocket. Yeah.
No, not within the pocket. In the pocket.
Yeah.
Within. In the pocket.
In the pocket. He's sure. He's athletic in the pocket. Yes.
In the pocket.
Yes.
Why
so who do you say? Who's Draymond? Who's Jordan Poole on this show?
Was that not within. In.
In. Yeah. Just in.
Yeah. Just in, man.
Also not with the pocket.
With the in and all
not
that.
With the pocket.
Got to correct Max from time to time. You would be Jordan Poole.
You're out of your mind.
And in the end, we're looking for a Draymond Green just in case they need to check
I joined the show late. I'm like KD. So who's everybody else? That's the question. You know I'm
KD. We were already champions before you joined.
Oh, is that right?
The show.
You were champions before I joined. I see.
Yes. So yeah, you just got in on everything we did. See, you got to remember. You got to remember. Clay and Steph. Mm-hmm. And Dre is still here.
I see.
Still here.
You're the new band member. We started this
KD.
With the rings. No.
Yeah, KD.
I think KD. I figured out when it comes to basketball conversations in this crew, I think Alan Yates is Draymond Green because he wanted to swing at Max sometimes.
Oh, gosh. Yates. Draymond.
Yo, if you guys have not heard Alan Yates and Max when they really get into a heated argument about who.
Yates is very young and
I don't think.
See, here we go already.
Making him Jordan Poole.
Awkwardness within the locker room.
Making me Jordan Poole?
Yes, you're the young one.
No.
Heavens no. I'm 31.
He's the
best. As I said. He said, "That's how you, young, you know how you know how someone's young." He's like, "Yo, I'm 18 years old.
I got a lot
I'm
of
a
miles.
Grown man. I'm 18.
A lot of miles on his body, though.
You're
Max.
Jordan Poole.
Not only right. that, only that. Yates.
Yates Jordan, not gonna yes, let no.
Draymond Green.
And but I can also tell you,
I'll take Draymond.
Yates ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'll take Draymond.
His name is first.
Very magnanimous of Yates. Okay, I'll take Draymond in that one.
I'll take Draymond. You know, he's
your champion.
Jay, who are you?
I'm Clay because Key Steph. His name is first.
Mm-hmm. That his headline, then I'm KD. Keyshawn,
that's, I'm okay. Like I got in three.
Then
max
I'm KD.
I come
over to make it unbeatable. You see how that goes?
No, but yeah. You're
no,
Poole.
No. That's it. No.
No, we're losing
you're
right
not
now.
Even,
Max.
You're not even tall. You're extremely Max. Short. You're Jordan.
We're losing
yes,
right
next
now.
To you.
Barbosa?
Yes, you're
I look
short.
Normal size.
Max, we're losing right now because you're not shooting well. So you can stop the KD badness.
Listen, if I see that my teammates are last in and first out, why should I pass them the ball? Larry in Illinois, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
I'm Jordan. Larry. Drop the pool.
Larry.
Larry.
Yes, Larry's not
Larry.
With
hey, I'm here.
Go ahead, Larry.
You got to speak up, Larry.
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
Yeah, tell him relax, Key.
Yeah, Key, you got to hold on. I'm a USC fan and a Lakers fan. Hold on, Key. Hey, I just got three things. You know, Draymond do not like Jordan Poole because, one, he had to take a backseat to him when he got there. And he'd take a backseat to KD, but not to a hooper like Jordan Poole, I guess. Mm. Plus, Jordan Poole going to get the money, and then Draymond going to be out of there next year. Kuminga got to get some time. And then, Jay, LeBron can't be the GOAT because in 1 year he did. In 1 year, Jordan did something that LeBron ain't never done.
You're breaking up. You're coming. You're breaking up. Hello?
MVP
you're breaking up. Hello?
Of the finals and of the, the regular season, first team all defense, first team all offense, and he led the league in scoring.
Yeah, but to be fair, only one player's ever done
that. In 20 years.
But to be fair, Jordan's the only guy to ever do that. He did it four times, by the way, but he's also the only player to ever do it, let alone do it four times. Nate, in Massachusetts, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Good time. Just want to say that Celtics need to start Robert Williams with Al Horford and Jaylen Brown, Tatum, and Smart because they're parting the Red Sea like God let Moses do for Embiid and Harden to go at them. They want to play small ball. Celtics need to step up, and I know Al Horford can guard P.J. Tucker instead.
Okay. Jay?
Jay?
What happened?
No one wants to take a shot there? I thought Jay would have a comment.
I couldn't really hear him. Jay doesn't like
Clay
that lineup.
A shot.
Jay didn't like that lineup.
Sorry, Nate in Massachusetts. Terrible call. Next!
Mark in D.C., you have 30 seconds.
All right, gentlemen, first off, I went to the University of Maryland, but Jay Williams, I love you. You're one of the best college basketball players of all time, way better than Ty Lawson. Listen, I'm on the East Coast. I lived in L.A., though. My buddy, who I lives on the East Coast, too, he's from the Bay Area. Why is the game on at 10 p.m. over here on the East Coast? Don't people want to watch two of the best, arguably best players and the best series? We're not even talking about it right now on this show. So,
you're 100% right.
I don't know. Why is it on so late?
100% he's right.
Jay, get your league together, man. Tell your people to put it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
The games are on, too, especially when you wake up at 4 in the morning.
We don't do that in the NFL. Let's go.
I get frustrated with it, too. I finally figured it out.
What's that?
I finally figured it out,
Keith. What did you figure out? We have 5 seconds.
Max is Andre Iguodala.
Oh, I'll take it. KJ on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.